that players don't like to get into the politics side of things, but do you see today any way that baseball can survive in Montreal?
Well, I mean, I don't really know too much about what's going on. I know Major League Baseball owns the team now, and I'm sure that when it comes down to selling the ball club, they're probably going to sell it somewhere in the States. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I hear that they're probably going to make a decision sometime early or in the middle of the season on what they're going to do. So, like I said, unfortunately for an Expos fan, this might be the last year there.
I remember as a fan a couple of years ago being in the Big O for your return back to the Olympic Stadium, and that ovation that you got, just one of the greatest memories for I know for many fans, Expos fans. Can you just describe a little bit what that was like for you, that standing ovation that they gave you?
It's hard to describe. I guess you pretty much have to be me to feel that. I mean, it's hard to describe. I mean, you know, to be in front of, you know, 47,000 people and they're screaming your name or they're making noise in appreciation for, you know, what you were to that city. Just, I think what baseball is all about. You know, you want to be appreciated as a player and to be appreciated by the fans. The way they did that day was made it all that much more special. To come back and to feel that they hadn't forgotten about me.
And your career, playing career is over. Are there a couple of moments that stick out as some of your finest while playing in major leagues in general?
Well, that one comes to mind. That one comes to mind. Playing with my son in the outfield together with my son. And of course, you know, winning the two world championships. But what sticks out more in my whole career, I would have to say, just playing in Montreal. Started my career there and been able to spend the years that I spent there.
In your rookie year, in your first couple of years coming up in the Expos organization, were there a couple of veterans that took you under their wing that kind of showed you the ropes?
Almost definitely. You know, Andre Dawson was a real big part of my career. You know, mostly the guys from Florida. We call it the Florida Connection, myself, Dawson, and Warren Cromartie. Ellis Valentine. Which when I was there, when I first got there, Gary Carter, and amongst others. But, you know, when I got there, they welcomed me there from day one. And I think just being able to step in and feel wanted right away. Because a lot of times rookies, you know, they have to go through the growing pains, but they made me feel like I had been there for a while when I first got there.
Do you like the way that baseball has evolved from when you have played, you know, the contracts and all the other stuff that goes on in the game? You know, you hear a lot of veterans say that it's a different game than when they played. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think it's different. I think the money plays a real big role. You know, I think guys nowadays, you know, pretty much play for themselves because they know if they put up the stats, they're going to get paid. And, you know, I don't think you see where guys are giving themselves up. You get a base, base runner over from second to third, you know, bunting in situations that help the team. Not to say everybody does it, but, you know, I think it's become an individual game more so than it was in the past.
That's a final question. It's a two-parter. In 4 years, do you look forward to perhaps getting an invitation into Cooperstown? And if so, would you go in as an Expo? I know with Gary Carter, there was a little bit of a controversy with that. You know, where would you lean if that opportunity came up?
It would definitely be Montreal. I spent most of my career there. And I think when you mention my name, I think the first name comes up as far as the team you play with would be Montreal. And I would feel like if I were to be inducted, it would be in an Expo hat.